This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. Did you know that the original Star Trek television series debuted in the U.S. 50 years ago this month? Yeah, it's a milestone, and the original series' impact can still be felt today. Meanwhile, the newest movie in the Star Trek film franchise, Star Trek Beyond, has led the Chinese box office for the past 2 weeks. Its worldwide take so far is $320 million. Happy 50th Star Trek! Universal Studios released the first trailer for 50 Shades Darker, the sequel to the hit 50 Shades of Grey. The film stars Hugh Dancy, Eric Johnson, Luke Grimes, singer Rita Ora, Kim Basinger, and Marcia Gay Harden. It hits theaters on February 10, 2017. The third film, 50 Shades Freed, will open in February of 2018. 50 Shades of Grey grossed $571 million in sex toy sales. I mean, at the box office. David Bowie's son, Duncan Jones, denies that a portion of his father's ashes were scattered at the recent Burning Man festival. After news sources reported that Bowie's wife, Iman, gave her permission to take a portion of his ashes to the Nevada festival, Jones claims the reports are bogus. Jones tweeted, "That Burning Man thing? What people will do and say for attention never ceases to amaze me. Not true." He added that if his father wanted his ashes spread in public, it would be at Skegness Butlins, a resort in Lincolnshire, England. David Bowie died from cancer in January. Lionsgate will spend a whopping $1.8 billion this year on new films and television shows. That figure represents the programming budget of not just the studio, but also Starz, the cable player that Lionsgate has a deal to buy for $4.4 billion. That will work out to roughly $1.5 billion spent by Lionsgate for film and TV content combined, and approximately $300 million shelled out by Starz for TV programming. Wow! Speaking of Lionsgate, they become the first Hollywood studio to license their shows, including Orange is the New Black and Mad Men, to Vimeo's global television store. The service will launch October 18th. Lionsgate said the deal covers virtually its entire catalog of nearly 80 series, including Casual, The Royals, Weeds, Nurse Jackie, Boss, Blue Mountain State, and Manhattan. Gwen Stefani's animated series QQ Harajuku premiered on Nickelodeon this week. The 26-episode series, co-created and executive produced by Stefani, follows the QQ adventures of the band HJ5 through their world of music, fashion, and style. The series is inspired by Stefani's fascination with the fashion-forward Harajuku neighborhood of Tokyo and centers around the Harajuku girls' characters that the musician created while writing her first solo album. Gwen Stefani proving once again how diverse she is. Benicio del Toro is in talks to star in Fox's The Predator, a reboot of the Predator alien action franchise that launched in 1987. The original starred Arnold Schwarzenegger, Carl Weathers, and Jesse Ventura as commandos attempting to rescue hostages while being stalked in a jungle in Central America by a fearsome extraterrestrial. Del Toro recently starred in Guardians of the Galaxy and Sicario and is set to appear in Star Wars Episode 8. Fox has already slotted The Predator for a February 2018 opening. Singer Lorde took a helicopter ride deep into the wilderness and spent 3 straight days there writing more new songs. So now it looks like she's close to releasing the follow-up to her 2013 album, Pure Heroine. The singer posted this on Instagram. "I've worked like a dog for a year, making this thing great for you guys." Great. Can't wait to hear the new material. But then again, if the album bombs, well, at least Taylor Swift can console her. In other new album news, Metallica has been busy working on a double album. They had at least 1,500 different ideas for songs, and they've spent the past year and a half narrowing them down to the final number of tracks that will make the album. New songs include Murder One and Now That We're Dead. Drummer Lars Ulrich said of the new album, "There's a lot of dark stuff about relationships, not just with other people, but the hidden personalities within." Ooh, sounds like classic Metallica, doesn't it? Nelly fans have taken one of his hooks to heart to help him out of a tax problem. It must be the money. Rapper Nelly's reportedly in debt to the IRS for more than $2.4 million in back taxes. This spawned an effort by his fans to accrue at least 287 million streams of his songs to raise the funds. Artists earn, on average, about half a cent per stream, so a lot of streams were needed to bail Nelly out. So supporters rallied around Hot In Here 287 million times. Wow! Nelly, you have some loyal fans. Lady Gaga has dropped a new song called Perfect Illusion. This is in advance of her first new album since 2013. The past 12 months have been an exciting time for Gaga professionally. We've seen her perform her Oscar-nominated song, Till It Happens to You, at the Academy Awards, sing the national anthem at the Super Bowl, and flex her acting muscles with the leading role in American Horror Story Hotel, for which she won a Golden Globe. She's also in talks to perform at next year's Super Bowl halftime show. Go Gaga! The Trash Bin. You've heard about the ongoing feud between superstars Katy Perry and Taylor Swift, right? Well, Katy Perry is willing to end the bad blood between her and Taylor, but that is under one condition. Katy said she would love to collaborate with Ms. Swift, but only if she apologizes. The Roar singer was asked by a fan on Twitter if she'd work with her fellow pop star. If she says sorry, sure, Perry responded. Well, now we know. But don't hold your breath, spinners.
The news wrap-up.
Samsung will limit the charge capability of its faulty Galaxy Note 7 to 60%. A new Instagram feature filters comments using custom keywords to ward off bullies and trolls. A brand new app, Cardboard Camera, turns iPhone photos into 360-degree virtual reality. Is Jay-Z's cash-strapped Tidal music service about to be sold to one of the big tech companies?
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
True story, Sully stays on top for the second week.
The number one album.
Country artist Jason Aldean enters the charts at number one with They Don't Know.
The number one app.
Comedian Kevin Hart's Kevmochi is the most popular app in the USA.
The number one fiction book.
Apprentice in Death by J.D. Robb is the new number one book.
24-year-old Daystar Peterson, better known as Tory Lanez, is a Canadian rapper who's been creating a lot of buzz lately for both his music and all the trash talk he's been aiming at fellow Canadian rapper Drake. Drake hasn't been quiet either, though, firing back. I encourage anybody to go out there and do the most damage that you possibly can. Become the biggest artist you can possibly be. Just don't go up there finally and start talking down on me, especially when we have no interaction. Unquote. Well, we love the track anyway, so here's trash talking Tory Lanez with the song of the week, Love.
We all sip the Henny for the day, baby. Bad man, we no stray, baby. Oops, I done fell for your way, baby. I know, girl, but
brand new album, I Told You, that was Canadian rapper Tory Lanez with the song of the week, Love. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LA Spins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening this week in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.